Oliver Wood's enthusiasm for regular training sessions, however, was not dampened, which was why Harry was to be found late one stormy Saturday afternoon, a few days before Halloween, returning to Gryffindor Tower, drenched to the skin and splattered with mud. Even aside from the rain and wind, it hadn't been a happy practice session. Fred and George, who had been spying on the Slytherin team, had seen for themselves the speed of those new Nimbus 2001s. They reported that the Slytherin team was no more than seven greenish blurs shooting through the air like missiles. So creeping quietly as a mouse, the wolf approached another house. The house which also had inside a little piggy trying to hide.
"You'll not get me,"
the piggy cried.
"I'll blow you down,"
the wolf replied.
"You'll need,"
pig said,
"a lot of puff, and I don't think you've got enough."
Wolf huffed and puffed and blew and blew. The house stayed up as good as new.